What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
And it gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the world famous Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's a Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Why? Why not? What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Nate and Anna, and I think today's Great Mate Debate might be a bit of a snooze fest.
Oh, no.
If that's a pun, I'm going to beat you.
Let's okay. Get into it.
You can't just say that on the air.
I can. Anna won the toss, I believe. Anna?
Yay.
What's going on?
So, all right. Me and Nate, we've been married for like a little over 3 years now.
Okay.
And his snoring is it's insufferable. Like, I don't know how else to put it. So I suggested that he move into the guest room.
Oh.
Oh.
like at night, if you wake him up and say this is bad, can you scooch to the guest room?
Or permanently?
I've heard that this is working out for a lot of other couples that have this issue. So I feel like he should sleep in there. I mean, we've tried everything. We've tried no strips. We tried the CPAP machine, but like the noise from the machine is just, I can't sleep with it on. So, and sleep is very important.
Have you tried wearing earplugs?
Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying he's trying everything. She has to try stuff too, right?
It's so tricky though.
Oh, are you the snorer?
Yep.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
So Aaron says, I've tried everything. It's your turn.
I might be taking this personally.
I don't know why this is
kind of... It's because I'm so exhausted that like my mouth falls open.
But
and
you're
I just...
so little.
Yeah, that's so true.
But so you snore like an ogre? Like you're like
No, not that bad.
Okay. Well, if you're suggesting earplugs...
snore.
Just like, you know...
Honestly...
And it's not all night.
Right. My fiance snores so often, so I understand what you're going through.
Okay, let's get him in right away then, Nate.
Yay.
What's your side of this?
I mean, I want to sleep in the same bed as my wife. Like, is that so much to ask? Mm.
Radical.
Yeah.
But Nate, you said the word. Sleep.
Mm.
If she's not sleeping, is that fair? Like, is it fair to demand that she lay next to you while you sleep so soundly that you're rattling pictures off the wall? And she's...
No, I mean,
it
breaks my heart to know she's not sleeping. Like, I want her to sleep 100%. It's just that I'm trying to get this figured out. And I guess, like, a little give and take. Like, I gotta make an appointment with a doctor or something because I don't want to keep her up, but I can't be away from her. It's like, I want to have kids with Anna, you know?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. How would you?
I know.
You can still... I don't know if you guys... I'm sorry. I'm not on anybody's side yet, but I'm just saying... I know people who have separate beds. They also have children.
They go into one room, do the deed, and then go their separate ways?
Weirdly, like, I was like, you have a... They do have, like, this is the...
A designated room?
Yes, this is the Boykin room.
But that is so planned. Like, you have to be like, do you want to go into that room?
Well, it's just, you want to come to my room.
Yeah. There's no, like, we're cuddling, and then it progresses, and then, boom, a baby's here 9 months later. I think that's how it works, right?
Yep, I'll draw you some diagrams. Anna, so how do you, like, have you thought that through? Do you guys want kids? Or do you, I mean, he clearly does, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. I do want kids. And, you know, like, honestly, like, I think the reason why, like, I haven't done the earplug thing is because I'm, what if I miss some, what if somebody breaks in? Like, I have anxiety, so, you know, I'm not perfect. So it's like, what if somebody breaks in the middle of the night and like I have earplugs in so I didn't hear them? You know what I mean? Like I'm paranoid to not hear something.
I relate to you so much.
That could potentially be life threatening, right? And like if we had kids, then I definitely can't sleep with earplugs.
If you're snoring that much, you're not hearing anything.
Yeah, you're not.
No offense.
Because the snorers that I've had in my life, like my father was a heavy snorer, like you couldn't even shake him awake because he's just so relaxed. And so like, and like just the back is, and it's just, it's incredible the amount of resonance the human head has. And it's like,
do you recall that I said that we had smelling salts or whatever they're called at my home in case I had to wake my fiance up?
Are you serious?
Yes. Now, we did recently discover that they are expired. So we threw them out, but
you would think they would only get better with being expired.
No, other way. Oh. Anna, why does he have to leave?
Whoa. You're saying she's got to go to the other room?
If she's awake in the middle of the night and it's bothering her so much she can't sleep, there is an answer.
She should leave.
Not every night, but maybe on the nights that it's unbearable.
Hey, I don't want that either. You know, it's like we're not roommates. You know, and we can get a dog if you're worried about intruders. We should get a dog.
That's not the answer.
Do much. Okay.
The dog will snore too.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. Like, I don't... I think... Here's the weird thing for me. I think this solution works.
Separate bedrooms?
Yes. For couples who've been married 15 plus years. Like, you've reached a point where it's like, we know everything about each other. We've already knocked out a couple kids. It's... Relations does, after a couple kids, become more planned than not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's okay. But like, and you guys are 3 years in and throwing up a red flag. Or I'm sorry, a white flag. Like a flag of surrender at 3 years in. That's not good.
Yeah, like the couple you're talking about is maybe even ready for a little time, a break from each other because it's been 15 years and that's probably healthy. But you guys are just starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really look at it as a surrender, though. But I guess we should let the people speak.
If you wake up and you want, like, you have that urge, somebody's got to walk.
Absolutely.
You don't reach over.
Just
you gotta
even take that urge out of it. Waking up or going to bed is sometimes the most time that you get together. Like, days get crazy, and then what? It's like, well, I'm going to hit the hay. Like,
night, and you hear two doors close.
Those uninterrupted minutes where you're in bed together, catching up about the night and or the day, and then...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think, I'm to be totally honest with you, I'm really worried it could hurt our relationship, because we have only been married for 3 years.
Okay, I'll tell you this. He snores, and that's bad, but he loves you, Anna.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get some pros and cons from people who sleep apart. Okay. And we're going to figure this out for you. Because it's unfair to her 100%.
I know.
That's so unfair. So just to keep your marriage close, she has to be sleep deprived?
No, but it's not like he can control it.
No, I'm not saying, but then somebody's got to go. It's not his fault, but it's like,
because
here's the thing, you have kids. She can't be sleep deprived by the kids and him.
That's fair, but they don't have kids yet.
and they're not gonna, so if they're in separate bedrooms.
So why don't they go separate bedrooms once there's babies?
But they got to get there for, I'm torn honestly too, because I think like the bedroom is sacred. Like I'm a big proponent. Don't even have a TV in there. Like that is your time to be with your partner.
Yeah.
But not if you're miserable, then it's, you're not getting the quality time if you're not like cuddling nicely and sleeping nicely.
I'm not, I'm not trying to be weird, but I do find sleep to be one of the most sacred things. Mm-hmm. I lived on a tour bus and like if somebody's asleep, you got to just let them sleep. And it's such a, to me, it's such a trusting thing when somebody will fall asleep in your arms. It's like, oh my God, they trust me. They don't think I'm going to kill them. They don't think I'm going to, like, you know what I mean?
Draw
a
Sharpie on them.
Right, whatever. Yeah. It's like such a trust thing. And it's like everything Erica described is like, good night.
Yeah, no, that would be
what? Like, and you're in another room? That feels like we don't have a relationship.
Roommates. Yeah. There were times when like even our dog was crying enough that my fiance was like, you should go sleep in the guest bedroom. And I was like, no.
We're in this together.
Yes.
But if she can't sleep, they're not in anything together.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be.
Who's in the mood?
Never. Pick a side or tell them how co-sleeping goes. 303-222-5423.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are breaking up a marriage today.
Helping.
No, well, I mean, we might be breaking them up in that they might start sleeping apart. Anna and Nate are on the phone, and Nate's got himself a bit of a snoring problem. Off air, we're all finding out that there's different snoring issues inside our midst. But he snores so loud, it's unfair for her to stay. So she's like, why don't you bounce and why don't you sleep somewhere else? We can still boink, but.
Yeah, but it's like such planned boinking.
Yeah, you gotta go in the car.
Whatever.
Like running around like you're a teenager or something.
My biggest problem is that they've only been together 3 years and this feels really premature.
They can't do it in the bed. Just because they don't both sleep
it just
there.
Feels like you're not, you know.
Yeah, like, oh, I have 4:30 today.
It's transactional.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that, Nate? I guess he doesn't want to say it. Anyway, Anna and Nate, you guys feel free to jump in with anybody. We're going to get your jury started with Claudia.
Yay. Claudia.
Whose side are you on?
We are with him. And from the medical point of view, if he was, prescribe a CPAP machine is because he has health issues and he needs to worry. That's not an option. That's not something you do just because. If he has issues sleeping, take a sleeping pill. He can control. It's not something that, oh, I turn the radio on and I turn it off. No, it's something that is with him. A lot of people do snore. A lot of people snore and don't know they snore. And women do too. So if it was her who is
just
gonna tell him
I just
I was curious if Anna's ever tried melatonin.
Oh, drug herself.
Knocks you out, baby. I do it almost every night.
That's not good. You build up a tolerance.
Yeah, Anna, have you tried? If you don't want to do the ear protection, would you knock yourself out?
I mean, I have tried. I do take melatonin sometimes. I don't really want to be, I don't want to have to take a sleeping pill because I don't really like to take pharmaceuticals, and I don't feel like that's a fair compromise.
Wait, Erica, you said you had the anxiety if somebody broke in. You don't want to not hear it, and you don't want to sleep through it.
No, I know, but I do take melatonin. But she's saying she's not really a fan of pharmaceuticals, but she's like, but Nate needs to figure it out.
Sorry, Anna,
I truly don't know whose side I am on. I am sorry.
It's okay.
Let's keep going. Megan?
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm on both sides, and here's why. This is a relationship I think can be saved if the snoring party will just go to the doctor.
Well, it sounds like he did at some point get a CPAP machine.
And it sounds that he's open to it. He said, I need to go to the doctor.
Totally. I think I need to go back. And it's just hard to get an appointment is the thing. And in the meantime, like, you know, I miss my wife.
This is serious. You need to go back to the doctor, have him look at your adenoids and any other possible reason why you might be snoring. Save your marriage.
Nope. Don't worry about it. They're back.
They go front way or back way? How do they get in there?
I don't actually know, but...
Okay, because we did actually get a text from a supposed doctor saying he could die.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
There are doctors listening to the show? What?
That is the weird thing.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
My husband snores, and I've kind of like over the years have just seen it as like a white noise. And we also have a white noise going on as well as we're sleeping. So it kind of also helps kind of tone
his story. So if noise while you sleep is bad,
add more noise. Just double it. No, just mask it with white noise. It truly is a life changer.
You take melatonin, you have white noise.
I got to get perfectly cozy.
And I'm learning so much.
If you want to break into her house, no one's going to hear you.
Your fiance needs smelling salts.
It's like a morgue in there.
What? It's very cold.
What? Okay, sorry. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think we get a white noise machine, we get a home alarm system.
I don't
need to figure out where my adenoids are.
Okay. Let's get one more person in here. Deidre?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I just want to say that I've been married 40 years. Okay. My husband's been snoring for 20 years. They have these headbands that have noise canceling in them. Sleep in the same bed.
Okay. Just in case you want to boink.
Noise canceling headband. I've never heard of that.
Yes, they are wonderful.
You wear it or he wears it?
I wear it because he snores.
Okay. Doesn't that still hurt your relations, though? I didn't hear you.
But I mean, you're not going to... I'm sorry. If you stay in the same bed and he's got a CPAP, no boinking.
Yeah.
He's got headgear. You roll over and it's like she's got the Darth Vader weird headband.
It's just
headband.
A regular headband.
No.
People are also saying that there's like a new CPAP that only covers your mouth maybe and that it's silent and it's been a huge game changer. And another text saying, if you need the CPAP, don't avoid it. You could die.
Yeah. Okay. So Nate, most people are kind of on your side. They want you to sleep with your wife, but you got to get to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not against that. I appreciate everyone's advice.
And you're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want him to die either.
Yeah. And we want you guys to have kids.
None of us want you to die.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.